Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 1, A New Thing. I want you to hear this word, really hear it. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Isaiah 43, verse 19. Notice how God begins. He doesn't begin with a demand. He doesn't open by tallying up what went wrong last year, what you didn't finish, what fell apart. He opens with an announcement. Behold, as if to say, stop, look, pay attention, because I am doing something you haven't seen yet. The first word of this season is not yours. It is his. And then he says this, now it springs forth. Not someday, not once you feel ready, not after the situation improves, after the money comes in, after the health returns, after everything finally lines up. Now, already, God's new work does not wait for the conditions to be perfect. It begins before you are ready for it. And then comes the question that stings just a little. Do you not perceive it? That lands, doesn't it? Because it is possible, entirely possible, that God is already moving and you are simply not seeing it. Not because he is hiding, but because your eyes are still locked on what ended, on what hurt. On the year that wore you down and left you bruised, when we stare hard enough at what's behind us, we miss what is being born right in front of us. Ask God for sight. Ask him to help you see the new thing. And what is this new thing? He says, I will make a way in the wilderness. He doesn't wait for the wilderness to become a garden first. He builds the road exactly where there has never been one, in the impossible place, the place where everyone looks and says there's no way through. That is precisely where he works. And there is more. Rivers in the desert, where this past year left you dry, exhausted, hollow, with little hope that anything could grow in that particular place anymore. That is the very spot where he intends to bring water. Don't go around the desert. Expect life in the middle of it. This is not a vague promise. This is the character of God on display. He is the God who opens what was shut, who brings water where there was nothing, who makes something new spring up before you even feel ready to receive it. And he is inviting you to step into it. So today, before breakfast, do one thing only. Take a piece of paper or your phone and write down one area of your life where you need God's new thing this year. One area, not a list, just one. And then, out loud, not just in your head, out loud, ask him for it. Because something happens when we put into words what we're carrying in our hearts. You are declaring, I believe you are doing a new thing, and I want to see it. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.